My name is Christian Lee Hudson, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are coming to you live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people here today on Friday, September 29th. Beautiful day outside. We're doing a special episode on Lord.
Did we say
that? We're back to the garden, yeah. By the way. By the way, I'm Molly.
And I'm Sam, and we're bringing you back to the garden.
And today is a special episode on Lord. It is her 10th anniversary of releasing Pure Heroine, which she released at 16.
In 2013. Which is insane.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. So we chose to do a Lord Pure Heroine memory episode because we have a backlog of concerts we want to cover, but yeah. We saw that this album was being celebrated for 10 years. Lord sent out her newsletter.
Yeah.
And gave it a listen through, and we were like, okay, no, Lorde needs her moment. Lorde didn't have her moment on Back to the Garden yet because we went to the concert before we had the show.
Exactly. So, we went to her show. Allison actually went. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, special guest in the studio today.
We're a bit all over the place, but we do have a special guest today. Allison, who is a dear friend of the show, has been on here a few times. And she went to Lorde's show in Seattle in May?
In April. April 30th.
April 30th
of
2022.
And then all three of us went to Rifflandia in Victoria almost exactly a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Rifflandia shout out.
Rifflandia shout out. It was crazy, crazy times. We went just for Lorde. We went just for the one day. It was incredible. It was really cool to see like her staging and a show like that at a music festival, I thought. It was really neat, and it was like a different environment to see her.
And we'll talk about it more, too. That was a crazy experience.
It was a crazy experience.
It was really cool. But
And I also saw her in Toronto for Melodrama. Melodrama?
The Melodrama Tour.
That doesn't seem like a word right now. Yeah. But Melodrama Tour, I saw her in Toronto as well. So all three of us in the studio right now, big fans of Lorde. We wanted to celebrate the 10th anniversary of an album that I think raised us all very similarly.
Extreme cultural impact.
Yeah. Extreme cultural impact. But without further ado, we're just going to get into another song off Pure Heroine. You just listened to 400 Lux, and we're going to now play Ribs, which is a classic. Screaming and crying. Let's hear it. Here's Ribs by Lorde off of Pure Heroine. Please do enjoy.
I want it back.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM. You're listening to CITR. I'm Molly.
And I'm Sam.
And I am Allison.
And Woo! We're taking you back to the garden, Lord Edition, 10th anniversary of Pure Heroin Edition, recollecting on all the times we've seen her live edition.
Yeah, let's reflect on Pure Heroin before we transition further, because I think we're going to go through her like discography, and we'll talk about the concert when we talk about Solar Power, which we'll get to later. But Pure Heroin.
What does it mean to you?
What does that mean to you, Allison?
Oh, good God. Okay. Pure Heroin. It takes me back to being like 12 and just, I don't know. I feel like she captured that essence of being like a young teenager very well.
Yeah.
Like it has always been so personal and is still so personal. Yeah. I feel like she made such a timeless album, but it was also so timely.
Like it was very well said. Yeah. I was going to say it's timeless in the way that like, I think we can still listen to it and it's still very applicable because it kind of, it came to all of us, I feel, at the right time. Like she wrote it and released it when she was 16.
Yeah.
16.
Mm-hmm. And or maybe wrote it when she was 15. She became famous when she was 16.
Yeah. And by the time I was really into Lord, it was right around like kind of 14, 15, 16. And I know my friends and I in high school, when I really like found a good friend group in high school, shout out Kyle and Carissa, doubt you're listening, but if you are, hello. We really bonded. I remember I bonded with my friend Kyle over Lord. Like that was the main like catalyst to our friendship. Mm-hmm. And it was such a big monumental part of like my high school experience and my friend group. And I don't know. It's just a very special album to me. And I feel like a lot of my friendships are based around like a shared love for artists. But I think it really did start with Lord and Pure Heroin as an album.
Yeah. Also, I think, I don't know, I was doing, okay, so yeah, to confirm, she was 16 when it was released. She's only 26 now, which makes sense because that's 10 years later. Yeah. But to think that she's 26
is a little bit
A little insane.
And she's done this much.
Like she's like, yeah, that's kind of crazy. But in reading about a lot of the articles that were coming out that were like talking about the significance of Pure Heroin 10 years later, I think what really like struck me to reflect on now as an adult with maybe a little bit more like awareness of life and who I was at that time is that like when she released her music, like so much of pop music was dominated by very like decadent and extravagant, like, you know, kind of Mick Bling era music was like, we're going to the club, we're going to go dancing, we're going to do whatever, like drugs, money, whatever, like, you know, freedom. And then Laura comes out with this album that like is just black with her. She's not even on it, right? It's just her name and the title, which is also always bold for an artist to do. And especially an artist's first album. That's like an announcement to the world that you are claiming to be significant, which she is. And I don't know, you just like listen to the lyrics and you go back and you're like, this is such a like raw and like edgy album that's really just about like suburban like nothingness. It's like a reflection on like the like malaise of being young and being like, I am not what music is telling me I should be because I'm a teenager that doesn't live this glamorous life.
Because I'm like literally like 15, 16 and I'm not going to the club and I'm not doing drugs and I'm not like not drug, sex, alcohol because
I'm stuck
16.
At home.
I'm just like thrashing around my bedroom and like feeling and like, I don't know.
And Ribs, I mean, kind of like Clint, it's like, I feel like a really good like testament to that. And I think that's why it like resonates so much still because it's very much about like your friends and the people you have at this age and recognizing how it's like special and it's non-specialness that like the regular things you do with these people.
Yeah.
She's like, you're the only friend I need. It's just like, there's nothing.
Sharing like, beds like little kids.
Like that's so basic, but that's so important. Right. Yeah. And that's, I don't know. I just think like today it still like gives me goosebumps to think about like, I don't know, just like how profound those lyrics are and how like, I don't know.
How applicable they were.
Yeah. Like, and I think at the time we just liked you felt it for the reason because it actually just felt really true. And then now I feel like I'm older and can like reflect and be like, okay, that felt like that because it did feel true, but like at that time I didn't really like recognize that. I was like,
you didn't
have
the
departure from other music I listened to.
In retrospect, it like, I don't know. It's very easy to admire in retrospect how applicable it was to all of our experiences growing up.
I know. And she's just like the coolest.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on Pure Heroin before we delve into a few tracks from her next studio album, Melodrama? Anything else? That's all.
Should we get into it?
We should probably get into it. First off of Melodrama, which was released in
2017.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. So she would have been 20?
Let's do the math.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
Whoa. So now everyone in the studio here has now passed our Melodrama age, which is also upsetting to think about. We haven't written Melodrama by now.
We have not written Melodrama, but perhaps we have lived through Melodrama.
I feel like we have
still
lived.
Had her finger on the pulse with this one. Yeah.
I agree. This I remember this being very groundbreaking. I mean, I feel like every release, except for the reception behind Solar Power,
we're gonna talk about that.
Most recent, was a little different. But when this was released, I feel like it was like everyone was blown away. Track after track. I don't think there is a song I don't like on this album.
No.
And today we've chosen three for you, although very difficult. We have The Louvre, Hard Feelings / Loveless. This is probably my favorite track. In the middle of it, there's a little switch up that I believe I'm inclined to say it's like a studio recording from Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. I'm almost positive. Mm-hmm. And that, the first time I listened to it, just like hooked me. I remember hearing that like little beat switch in the concert and I was like screaming, thrashing on the floor. My dad was like, oh my God, what's happening to my daughter? Like, I was freaking out. So we have Hard Feelings and Loveless and then Supercut. All three of these are off Melodrama. We hope you enjoy. I feel like these three give a pretty good idea of what this album's kind of about. And give you a good look into it. Pardon?
They speak for themselves.
I agree. So without further ado, here is The Louvre by Lorde off of Melodrama. Enjoy. I know we will. Yeah. I know we're going to be
dancing. We're going to be enjoying it in the studio.
We're going to be dancing. I know that for sure. Enjoy, everyone.
Well, summer slipped us underneath her tongue. Our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart, psychopathic crush. Drink up your movements, still I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do. Arise at the beginning. I get caught. Boom, boom, and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Our thing progresses, I call and you come through. Blow all my friendships to sit in hell with you. But we're the greatest, they'll hang us in the Louvre. Down the back, but who cares, still the Louvre. Okay, I know that you are not my type, still I fall. I'm just a sucker, let you fill her mind. But what about love? Nothing wrong with it. Just moving close to me, close to you, feel it coasting. I get caught up just for a minute. can tell it. Please could you be tender, and I will sit close to you. Let's give it a minute before we admit that we're through. Guess this is the winner. Our bodies are young and blue. I'm at Jungle City, it's late and this song is for you. Cause I remember the rush when forever was us. Before all of the winds of regret and mistrust. Now we sit in your car and our love is a ghost. Well, I guess I should go, yeah, I guess I should go. Heart, feelings, these are what they call heart. Till I don't need fantasy, till I feel you leave. But I still remember everything. How we drift buying groceries, how you dance for me. I'll start letting go of little things till I'm so far away from you. Far away from you, yeah.
This tape. This is my favorite tape.
Skip my calls now. Guess what I like now. Generation, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S. Generation, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S. Generation, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S. Generation, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S. In my head, I play a supercut of us. All the magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up, but when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. All the stages and the stars, I turn all of it to just a supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, I've forgiven that fight. Because all of the moments I play in the dark, we were wild and fluorescent. Come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Motion, I'm watching, I love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. All the moments I play in the dark, I'm fluorescent, come home to my heart.
Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Witness the world's best cinema, meet the creators behind your favorite works, and encounter live shows that combine music and film at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Taking place from September 28th to October 8th, a stellar lineup of over 130 films from 70 countries will transport you to places you've never been. Embrace the magic of cinema with exceptional storytelling that leaves you captivated and inspired. Be in the room as VIFF Live shows breathe life into stories from the screen, combining live performance and cinema. And go behind the scenes with VIFF Talks, connecting you to the brilliant minds behind the work you love. Explore the program and get tickets now at VIFF.org. That's VIFF.org. Student discounts are available, and if you are between the ages of 19 and 25, you can also join VIFF's free U25 membership program.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And I am Allison.
Our special guest today Back to the Garden, Lorde's 10th anniversary of her first studio album, Addition.
Pure Hair. Essentially, like, 10th anniversary of Lorde's debut. That's what we should say.
instead of that word vomit.
The mouthful.
Almost.
Yeah.
so far we've listened to two tracks off of Pure Heroin, three tracks off of Melodrama, which she released in 2017, and now we are on to her most recent album, Solar Power.
But before we move on
before
and talk about
that
show and that tour, let's talk about Melodrama.
Yes.
Which we just had like an emotional moment in the stew.
We decided that we don't listen to it enough. I do not listen to that album back to front enough. Mm-hmm. I may need to go like head to Neptune today to pick it up on vinyl, depending on like
Neptune shout out. Like Red Cat shout out.
Where my day takes me. Like I may just have to wander on over there because I need to hear this at like max volume in my little bedroom for the rest of the day. Otherwise I don't know how I don't know if I can go on.
Yeah.
Would we want to share a few anecdotes, how we feel about the album? You first, Allison?
Sure. I think just listening to it now, I was thinking about how she managed to write such devastating lyrics, but produce it and sing it in such a fun way that you're dancing and you don't even realize she's saying like the most sad things.
Like in my head, I do everything right. And you're like jumping up and down. You're like, yeah,
Yeah, exactly. And I think I heard that she wrote this song or this album, about like the progression of like the night at a house party. And it's also supposed to be like her reflection on a breakup.
Yeah.
And you can definitely hear that through the songs and you can hear both of those themes. And
so it's
I just
almost,
really love it.
Yeah, it's almost like a concept album, but it doesn't feel like a concept album and that you don't actually need to listen to it like back to front to get a feel for it. Like every song feels like it can stand on its own. But then when you do listen to the album, like a few songs at a time or back to front, I think it's really powerful. And also, once again, it has stood the test of time. Like I think it was really applicable when it came out. But especially for us now, she wrote it at 18 and 19. And we're just over that kind of hump.
Jesus, yeah.
Now being all 21. And the thought of her writing about this and reflecting on like a past love like this. And at 18 and 19, I don't know what I was doing then. I was on iPhone and barely able to leave the house.
I was not capable of that emotional depth, I think.
It's extremely mature, the way that she writes about it.
It's an extremely mature album.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know. She's such a... I think lyrically and like production wise, her and Jack Antonoff, who produces the album with her, are both so gifted. And I think it comes across like this is definitely a departure from her first release in the way that you can definitely see how she's matured as a musician and as an artist. But I mean, like, just as good in its own right.
Yeah. Also, visually, I just think this album like carries a lot of meaning too. If we like go back to Pure Heroin, which famously has no visual on it, it's just her name and
her
title.
Her name and title.
And then if this is essentially her first album with a picture of herself on it, like
it's
this
a beautiful
striking
portrait.
Oil painting of her like looking melancholic in bed is like
very
a
melodramatic.
Real announcement. Yeah, it's very melodramatic, which is the whole point. But it's just like that's like such a like announcement to the world also of like what the complexity is going on in this album, because it does listen to as like an almost like fun poppy like dance album with this like, when you listen to it though, I'm like, I could be dancing in the club or more likely lying in bed contemplating.
Yeah, like full blast in my headphones, just kind of like taking it all in, like I don't know. It's incredible.
Yeah. I also think it's interesting how you mentioned she's on the cover of this one because it does feel a lot more personal. Whereas Pure Heroine kind of seems like a reflection on society and her the life around her. But this one is her emotions. And
yeah, I really like that because Pure Heroine is like vastly applicable to kind of what was going on around her at that time. But this is more so like a story, like it's a personal story of what she's gone through, although we relate to it. That's a very good point, Allison.
That
I like
beautiful,
that.
Beautiful, Allison.
Well said.
Okay, Allison. No, that was, I mean, it's truly, I think, just one of like the greatest albums maybe of all time. Like definitely of the 21st century. Like she like really kind of like, I feel like there's always the fear with an artist when they have a really big debut of like, oh, their sophomore album. Like what's it going to look like? Like I feel like there's always a lot of chatter and it's like scrutinized. And I think she like exploded. It was like, oh no, this is like the best. Like this is insane that she's going to produce something of like a really high caliber that takes what she did on her first album and actually like carries it to another level. But like following that same like through line.
Yeah.
Whereas after we listen to Solar Power and talk about the concert and things, I feel like Solar Power is like a real like change up.
Yeah.
Which
and
is
also
still good, but,
it's hard for me to conceptualize how she is a pop artist. And I feel like Pure Heroine feels poppy. Like that makes sense to me. But this album being like Pitchfork says it's pop / R&B, so whatever that means. But it's like she's a pop artist. And this feels like such a it's such a deep, complex, and like there's so many intricacies to it for it just to be a pop album. And I feel, I don't know, that's kind of incredible to me.
Yeah, well, it's just, I think like the popularity she gained, I think especially with this album I feel like really like cemented her as like headliner artist, like Lord.
One of the
like
queen girls.
Yeah,
one
no, like
queen
one
girls.
Of the queens, and she will always now be famous. And to think that she, again, wrote it so young and that it is actually such a complex emotional album and still like got that like so well received by like everyone is really
crazy.
Cool. Yeah, it's actually crazy.
And with that, I think we should talk about Solar Power.
Should we transition?
We should transition to Solar Power.
Because what a surprise that was.
It's definitely different. And I don't know. I think like just based on what I heard, it was not for everyone. But for me, once again, I think it was what I needed at the time. It came out like right when I was moving away from Ontario forever. I was moving into my new place. It was right at the end of summer. She released it at the end of August, which I thought was interesting because for all of us in this side of the earth, that's summer's over.
Yeah.
But it kind of it carried me through like the beginnings of fall. And then by the time she actually came to our side of the world for Allison in April and for us in September, it was summer. I don't know. It felt very timely.
Yeah.
And once again, like it hit me right on the nose where I was, what I needed to hear at that point. She's singing about heartbreak, about like strange relationships she's
about
had.
Climate anxiety.
About
too.
Climate
There's
anxiety.
A whole new, like existential level to it. I mean, I will say that when the single came out for Solar Power, I was living in Tofino at the time, and that could not have been a more fitting place for me, a big Lorde fan, to be like, oh my god, Lorde randomly is releasing new music, and like, again, given what her lexicon was, I was like, oh, it's going to be like somber and emotional, and then it was like literally like my life. I was like, whoa.
Like, it was like Beach Dance.
It was like Beach Dance, and I was like, this is actually crazy, followed by Stoned at the Nail Salon as her second single, which also fit what I was doing at the time.
Yeah.
Tofino's still like Sleepy Fisher Town, like in a lot of ways, so I don't know. I just feel like this album, like I remember when it came out, it was not the most well-received. People definitely... It was most controversial, I think. People were like, Lorde's change. We'll
we
talk
shouldn't
about
say
that.
Well-received, but I would say like it wasn't what people
was
were
polarizing.
Expecting. It was polarizing. I don't think it was what people expected, and I think
Which
it
I
took
think
a lot
cool.
of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
good for
courage,
her.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. It's definitely an album that grows on you, I think.
I agree.
I think that it's come around in the popular opinion.
But I agree.
It was definitely still good when it came out.
I was going to say, when it first came out, I was into it.
I was into it again, maybe
it was just my situation, but I was like, no, this is awesome. This is not what I thought, but like this still hits. Like, this is what I want right now. So
with
this
that,
is a room of all Solar Power.
We stand
from day one.
Exactly. Yeah. And with that, I think we should play these two tracks off of Solar Power. We're going to play Fallen Fruit, which upon listening the first time, this is what like grabbed me by the throat and like shook me awake. Like this was my favorite on first listen. It's about climate anxiety. Nissan to the Phantom to the Plane. Crazy lyric.
Yeah.
Obsessed with that from first listen. And then Secrets from a Girl Who's Seen It All.
Oh, I love
that. That was my favorite song.
That was my favorite too.
That's an Alley Cat and Sam classic.
With Robin on it too, doing the little like beautiful like spoken word. I don't know. It's so good. It's so good. Okay, let's listen to it.
Without further ado, here's Fallen Fruit and Secrets from a Girl Who's Seen It All off of Lorde's third studio album, Solar Power. Enjoy.
Ones who came before us, all the golden ones who were lifted on a wing. too big, far too big, and we will walk. Dancing on the falling fruit, the falling fruit, the falling fruit. Dancing with my girls, only having two drinks, then leaving. It's a funny thing that you never gain self-control. Guess it's been a while since you last said sorry. Crying in the dark at your best friend's party. You've had enough, gotta turn the lights up, go home. Couldn't wait to turn 15. And you're blinking, it's been 10 years. Growing up a little at a time and all at once. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself. Learn love. You can take him if you want him, he's a judge. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl. Girl who's seen it all. Remember all the hurt you would feel when you weren't desired. Doing anything for more time. Remember what you thought was grief before you got the call. Baby, gonna once, gonna feel the pain for you. You're gonna love again, so just try staying open. And when the time comes, you'll fall.
time comes, you fall. Your dreams and inner visions, all your mystical ambitions, they won't let you down. Do your best to trust the other race to find. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself. My love, couldn't wait to turn 15, then you just go. Secrets from a ghost. From the girl, I've seen it. Secrets from the girl. Secrets from the girl, I've seen it. Secrets from the girl. Secrets from the girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all.
Welcome to Sadness. Temperature is unbearable until you face it. Thank you for flying with Strange Airlines. I will be your tour guide today. Your emotional baggage can be picked up at carousel number 2. Please be careful so it doesn't fall onto someone you love. When we reach your final destination, I will lead you to it. You'll be fine. I'm just gonna show you in, and you can stay as long as you need to get familiar with the feeling. And then when you're ready, I'll be outside, and we can go look at Sunrise by Euphoria mixed with Existential Vertigo.
Champion? Shindig is on and submissions are open. 16 artists compete, but only one can be crowned winner. Worthy of prizes from Music Waste, Fanta Records, and more. Throw your hat in the ring today and apply at CITR.ca.
Only 12 guys to go!
You're the king, I tell you! The king!
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm Sam.
I'm Ollie.
And I'm Allison.
We're taking you back to the garden. Lord appreciation.
Lord episode.
Lord episode.
So now we're going to do what this show's actually about, which is supposed to be live music reviews. Yep. So we're going to talk about the Solar Power tour that all of us went and saw just over a year ago now.
Just over a year ago, and Allison with a special feature in Seattle.
Allison saw it twice.
I did see it twice, and there were some differences.
There were some differences. Can we all go around and say what did you like most about Solar Power tour?
Solar Power Tour. Okay, I think for me it was the shock of the entire experience. Because for those that don't know, Rifflandia is a music festival in Victoria. Lord is the headliner. We all buy tickets separately. We didn't coordinate to buy a ticket. No. I don't know if you guys know, this was before we bought them together, but we were not friends yet. Yeah. So we were all going and we only bought tickets for the day Lord was coming. But Rifflandia is a very adorable and amazing festival in Victoria. But like Victoria does not seem like the type of city that would host like a Coachella headliner.
Exactly.
Like Lord. And Rifflandia was like, again, a very fun festival in, like, a baseball field in the suburbs of Victoria.
Yeah.
And I remember we got there earlier in the day, and it was, like, really fun and cute, and I bought, like, my Lord shirt, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. I got, like, some snacks. But I was like, in what universe is Lord about to, like, descend on the stage right now and show up? And I think, like, the sheer shock of, like, after the whoever performed before her, so I don't even remember, like, finish, and then they set up, like, that famous big circle and ramp that she had brought on tour with her.
Or, her sundial staging.
Yeah.
You have to look up, if you haven't, like, seen any videos or photos of her concert, like, she always has crazy, crazy insane staging. I remember her Coachella set for Melodrama Tour was insane, her Melodrama staging. But this is like a whole like moving sundial with her like angels, all her band and like team members.
They crawl up and down.
They're in like these Bugis. Beautiful. Beautiful, gorgeous. Yeah.
Like blazers?
Yellow linen suits and they're like flouncing around and she's always in a crazy outfit. And
it was just such a shock though to be like, oh my god, she is going to come out, because I didn't believe it until, because I got to the festival and I was like, so Lord.
Because we're on Vancouver Island. Like, it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, literally. Like, I was like, why are we all here for, like, why is she here? And then she came and it was actually like so incredible. And I think the real highlight for me though was that because it's such a chill festival, afterwards I got to meet her and say hi, because I waited outside because there was one exit out of the baseball field. And I was like, I bet you Lord has to come through here. And then she did, and she waved and chatted with us.
Beautiful.
That was my highlight. That was the highlight. Shock. And then the like, oh my god, wait, this is so chill, I could like chat with her. And I have a really creepy photo of Lord from her car. She like popped out of the sunroof. It was really cute.
I think my favorite part was definitely just Allison and I were quite close. We were like one person from the barricade, one cowboy hat between us and Lord. You know what, how it is.
You know the vibes.
GA vibes. Yeah. And I think just being like that close, dancing around, it was so fun to dance around in like a GA pit. When I went to Melodrama, it wasn't GA. I was on the like seated floor.
Yeah.
But this was just so much fun. And also just to be there with like both of you, but especially I feel like Lord was a catalyst to us becoming friends among many other musicians. And it was just really cool to have like an artist that was a big part of my high school experience, that I went to her concert with all my high school friends, but then kind of like transitioning that to university and having like another person I could share that with. It was really cool. It was just dancing around, the vibes. It being on Vancouver Island was like wet and wild and crazy. Like, what's all that about?
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was very solar power.
It was very solar power.
Riding the ferry over there and seeing Lord.
Yeah.
And yeah, I agree, Molly. Like, the dancing was a huge part for me, because when I saw her before, it was a seated show and I danced a bit, but it wasn't the same. So being in a crowd of like everyone just like so close dancing Lord being right there dancing too.
Yeah.
I felt like very connected to her and the music.
Yeah.
And it was a very good experience. And
I
just
agree.
Being there like at sunset with Lord, it was so good.
Incredible.
It was crazy. Also the ferry ride there and back were both like, it was a gorgeous weekend too.
It
and
was Zuzu Land.
Like Victoria is so solar power. Like I don't know. I remember thinking it was cool too, because remember when we all bought the shirts, did we not? Like we have.
I did not.
You did not. You did?
I bought the shirt in Seattle.
Okay, so I'm the only one that bought the shirt. Okay, never mind. But I bought the shirt. I remember it was way too much money, and it had, like, starfish and sea creatures on it. And I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, the Victoria-specific shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Only to then realize that was just the solar power shirt. And I was like, it feels so specific to where
we are. I think it was the second, like, leg of the tour, to be fair, correct?
Yes.
I don't know. I've seen people in life now that have the European dates on the back with the same shirt as me. And I was like, that's so weird, because this shirt feels very Vancouver.
Yeah. Very
yeah,
true.
And what was interesting was she said that when she was flying in and looking over the little islands, she said she felt very much like she was going home to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And she felt it was very familiar and very similar. And I feel like that connected me to the album even more, because I was like, wow, I understand
this
what
is our
she
home.
Was feeling when she was making this.
Wow.
And I think that also, if you have not been to the beach and listened to this album, you need to do that, because that
today,
is
yesterday,
a way to understand
a week ago.
Much.
Do it now.
Yes. Good advice from Allison. Without further ado, though, let's play. We have a little bit of time left. We're going to play some of Lord's inspirations in the R adjacents section.
We've got some CanCon today. We're so happy to say that Lord has been influenced by many Canadian artists, including but not limited to Arcade Fire and Joni Mitchell. Many others, but
I mean,
those are the
Neil
two.
Neil Young, Leonard Cohen. Like, we could go on.
We could
but
go on.
We're going to play these two.
But we're going to play first some Arcade Fire and then some Joni Mitchell for you, and then a little bit of a pure heroin classic to round out the hour. We hope you enjoy. We hope you've had fun today. We'll tune in a little bit later.
Chat with you
later. For now, here is We Used to Wait by Arcade Fire off The Suburbs. This is also an amazing album, may I add. I fucking love
different
this
episode,
album.
But
I
yes.
Yeah. Here we go.
We'll be right back. get that crazy feeling. I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man. Like you love you.